The following content is intended for people who are blind or Brit-impaired.
Engage.
You are listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. I'm Chris Skidmore, and this is Tech Tips. Welcome to the dog days of summer. What better way to stay cool than chilling with Tech Tips? On this month's episode, a new way to bypass CAPTCHA when filling out online forms, Sonos gets into the voice assistant market, a new app called ZapVision, Envision AI makes a major announcement regarding the smartphone app and new features coming to their smart glasses, and finally, how to find your phone. All that is coming up on this month's cool episode of Tech Tips. If you're blind or visually impaired, let's face it, trying to do a CAPTCHA on a website is one of the most annoying things in the world. iOS 16 now supports bypassing CAPTCHAs on websites and apps. This comes to us courtesy of Cool Blind Tech. iOS 16 will now have the ability to bypass CAPTCHAs in supported apps and websites, allowing users to skip tapping on images of traffic lights or deciphering text to prove they are human. The new option is located in the Settings app and can be found under Apple ID, Password and Security, Automatic Verification. Apple says the feature automatically and privately verifies your device and Apple ID account in the background, eliminating the need for apps and websites to present you with CAPTCHA verification prompts. Apple's system verifies that the device and Apple ID account are in good standing and presents what is called a private access token to the app or website. This new system will offer a better user experience for tasks such as signing into or creating an account with improved user privacy and accessibility compared to CAPTCHAs. Cloudflare and Fastly have already announced support for private access tokens, meaning that the ability to bypass CAPTCHAs could be coming to millions of apps and websites powered by those platforms, and the feature will roll out more widely over time. The CAPTCHA bypass feature, or automatic verification, is enabled by default in the first betas of iOS 16 and iPadOS 16. You're listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service. Hey, Sonos now has voice assistant that lets you control playback on Sonos speakers. Sonos announced the launch of its very own voice assistant. The new Sonos voice control feature is now available on select Sonos speakers with built-in microphones like the Sonos Move and Sonos Beam. Though these speakers already support digital assistants like Amazon Alexa and Google Assistant, this new feature was built specifically with Sonos products in mind. The company also developed its assistant with privacy as a priority, so customers don't have to worry about their voices being recorded. Sonos Voice Control is the company's new voice assistant feature that lets customers control select Sonos speakers through spoken commands. Once set up, users can say, "Hey Sonos," to activate the feature and initiate a command. With Sonos Voice Control, you can ask your speakers to play music, adjust volume, skip tracks, move playback to a different room, group devices, and more. Some commands also work over Bluetooth, so you can control portable Sonos speakers when you're on the go. Sonos even teamed up with Emmy-nominated actor Giancarlo Esposito to bring the voice of its digital assistant to life. Esposito is best known for his roles in Breaking Bad, Better Call Saul, and The Mandalorian. Unlike Alexa or Google Assistant, however, Sonos Voice Control is strictly designed to manage playback and music. This means you can't use it for other common digital assistant functions, like answering questions or checking the weather. Sonos says that its voice assistant works locally, meaning that it processes your request on the device itself and never records or saves your voice to the cloud. Sonos Voice Control is available on all the company's smart speaker models. This includes the Sonos One, Move, Roam, Beam, and Sonos Arc. Sonos Voice Control currently supports Sonos Radio, Apple Music, Amazon Music, Deezer, and Pandora. Now, here's audio taken from a video produced by Sonos about their new assistant.
Sonos Voice Control, it's a voice control created specifically for the Sonos users and designed from the ground up to control music and to control the Sonos products.
The other difference is also on privacy. All your data is processed locally. Nothing goes to the cloud.
With a voice assistant, there's a couple of parts. There's the voice itself and also the playback device. And so you kind of have to have both of them acting really, really well to get a natural sounding voice. The voice and the edits that we create in the studio, they get fed into the machine learning algorithms to create the voice assistant. What you end up with is not exactly the recordings that you started with. And to kind of help complement that work, we actually bring in external creators.
My name is Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm honored to be the new voice of Sonos. When I was approached by Sonos, I was really excited, and I realized that they'd be manipulating my voice or the sentences which I said in many different ways, and I thought this is an opportunity to use my instrument in a different way.
Trust Eileen to squeeze all the drama out of a situation.
Previously, we have had to instruct our voice actors to read in a very monotone voice, but now, through the advent of AI, we can have them read more naturally and make the final product sound much more humane. When recording Spanish, I both had help from my colleague, who is a native Spanish speaker, and Giancarlo's own personal Spanish coach to make sure that he pronounced it correctly.
My expansion from doing this has allowed me to think differently.
Hearing Giancarlo's voice come out of the Sonos device for the very first time was just such a delight.
But it's warm, it's comforting, it's charming, but also it's informative.
Hey Sonos, what's playing?
This is Superstar by Beach House.
If you're looking for a full-fledged smart speaker assistant, Alexa is still a better option. But a feature meant solely for music control, Sonos' solution is a simpler and safer alternative for those who prioritize privacy. You can even have Alexa and Sonos Voice Control set up at the same time, so you can use Sonos Voice Assistant for playback while still having the option to ask Alexa questions. You're listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service. Let's face it, sometimes shopping with low to no vision really sucks. Well, here's a new app that's hopefully going to help it not suck so much. Zap Vision helps visually impaired access product information. This article comes to us from Cool Blind Tech. Zapper, specializing in augmented reality creation, has launched Zap Vision technology, which aims to provide access to relevant product information to everyone as a basic right, regardless of their visual ability. During the AWE exhibition in the U.S., Zapper showcased this innovative adaptation of QR technology, helping the visually impaired to navigate the shopping experience, enabling them to find the products on supermarket shelves while providing them access to vital product, price, and brand information in real time. Zap Vision is a brand new scanning technology and type of QR code that can be scanned at a distance and adapts to the smartphone accessibility settings for native apps. This D3 QR code, named after its distinctive ... pattern, using the Zap Vision SDK, can be scanned at over 5 times the distance of a normal QR code scanned through the camera on a smartphone. Brands can easily and affordably implement this D3 QR code on packaging at scale without having to use any new code scheme, use up any additional space on the packaging, or introduce new printing processes, according to Zapper. Users simply point the camera at the product, and at around 1.1 meters or 4 feet, a 15 millimeter D3 QR code will be detected. ZapVision will announce the category of the product and its physical distance from the user through text-to-speech. It can detect multiple codes simultaneously in the camera view, allowing easy product selection. As the user moves closer, ZapVision can read out whatever relevant information the brand has chosen to provide. This single code scheme can service both the partially sighted and sighted users. By scanning the code with their phone's built-in QR scanner or their own QR scanner of choice, sighted users can visit the traditional site referenced by the QR code. This AR technology will work in any accessibility app featuring the ZapVision SDK. The ZapVision SDK will be available for free for any developer to integrate into their existing apps. A free-to-download ZapVision app will be available later this year for both iOS and Android through their camera app. Casper Thanker, CEO and co-founder of Zapper, explained, "We've been exploring different approaches to code scanning, detection, and localization for a number of years for different use cases. With ZapVision, we have an opportunity to allow all CPG brands and retailers around the world who are already embracing QR codes on their packaging and signage to simply and cost-effectively improve the lives of hundreds of millions of people. It's a beautiful, simple solution to a global problem. It doesn't solve all the issues affecting the blind and partially sighted community as they navigate the world around them, but it's a step towards a more inclusive and accessible society."
Detectives
is on the North Carolina Reading Service. A couple of years ago, I gave the Envision app a test drive. The app is designed to help people who are blind or have low vision read printed text. Whether the text is on a sign or a piece of paper, the Envision app would be able to read it to you. At that time, users paid for use of the app. Envision recently announced they would be making the app free for users while reducing the cost for their newer Envision glasses. Here is the press release from that announcement in late June of this year from company spokesperson Karthik Mahadevan. "Design is an enormous privilege, but it's also a bigger responsibility." These words by Shanad Burke echo constantly in my mind as one of the driving factors behind building Envision. When we first came up with the idea of Envision, we were excited about how we can make this world more accessible for blind and visually impaired people. We built a software tool that can speak out about the visual world around them, enabling them to not just perceive their surroundings, but also perceive the possibilities that were considered beyond reach. Today, with the Envision app and Envision glasses, thousands of users around the world live more independent and productive lives. They are facing difficult exams, securing dream jobs, making new friends, and connecting more with the world around them. The stream of happy user stories that pour in every day from all over the world fuels us to constantly do what we can to make our products more accessible to the people who need them the most. Accessibility is at the heart of everything we do, from creating life-changing assistive technologies to making them as affordable as possible. While our products' innovation may steal the spotlight, their affordability has been challenging for some, which is why we have been working hard to reduce costs wherever we can. The key has been to create a viable business model that enables us to sustainably and consistently design and develop better services for our users while making sure the price is affordable to as large a group as possible. Hence, it gives me immense pleasure to announce that with immediate effect, we are making significant pricing updates to both the Envision app and Envision glasses. The Envision app will be free of cost for all who need it. Yes, you read that right. Until now, it has been essential for us to have a fixed minimal subscription cost for the Envision app. This has been due to the ongoing cost of servers, development, and maintenance. Now, with recent engineering breakthroughs, newer product features, and the evolution of business models, we are able to sustain a significantly larger number of users at a much smaller incremental cost, savings which we are passing on to you, our community. So here is how the app is going to work. From mid-July, the Envision app will be free for all iOS and Android users. Everyone will still receive the same great features, product updates, and experiences that you have come to love from Envision. If you are someone who has the means and would like to support the app, you can choose to pay us whatever amount you deem fair. We will continue to develop and improve the app with the same enthusiasm regardless, but every penny you pay us will wholly go towards supporting its evolution. Stay tuned to our social and community channels for more updates and details. I do want to take a moment to thank our existing subscribers and early supporters. It's because of your support that this change is even possible. We will share more information on how we will honor your support for us soon. The Envision glasses are now available at a more accessible price. Since the launch of the Envision glasses in 2020, we have received an incredible response from the visually impaired and blind community, with several hundred pairs being purchased from around the world, despite the limiting effects of a pandemic. However, with an expensive electronic component at the heart of our product, combined with a complicated supply chain to support its distribution, the cost of these glasses was always going to trend upwards. To address this, we have spent the past 2 years optimizing the Envision glasses product development process, reducing distribution complexity, and developing a highly digitized and customer-centric approach. Now, we operate smarter and more efficiently than ever, without any compromise on the quality of service or experience. The savings we have made now allow us to offer the Envision glasses at a reduced price of $2,499 U.S. This is about 30% less than our previous price and is significantly lower than any comparable product on the market. To add, we are also offering a very generous 30-day return policy and even greater, more personalized customer support, including free one-on-one demonstrations which can be booked directly from our website, new and flexible payment methods and plans, and a tailor-made onboarding to get you started. This reduced price might only be available for a limited time, so we would encourage you to make the most of it while it lasts. In case you are unaware of the Envision glasses, here is audio taken from the announcement video Envision released in 2020.
Independence. The dictionary defines it as the ability to live your life without being helped or influenced by others.
It could also mean the ability to discover a whole new recipe.
Chicken and pumpkin soup.
Soup ingredients.
It could also mean submitting an assignment just before the deadline.
It could be sharing a laugh with a colleague near the coffee machine.
Looks like Alex from finance.
To step out for some fresh air and roam the streets without any worry.
Looks like a body of water running through a grassy field.
Or just managing to catch that train during rush hour.
1541, Sprinter, Amsterdam Central, via Mariahof.
To be able to sort and read my own letter.
Credit card statement, post box 289.
To be able to pop quickly into my favorite local store.
Mango chutney.
It is to know that when I get stuck, I have people to call upon.
Hey, yes, sir. Where are you?
Hey there. There seems to be a roadblock here. Can you help me out?
I can help you out. Do you want to use like a roadmap or something?
Okay, wait. I'll share my location.
All hands meeting. Tulip 3 meeting room.
Tulip 3.
To be surrounded by great people and be surprised by their love.
Looks like a birthday cake with lit candles.
To cook my favorite meal that my lovely family can't get enough of.
To push my physical limits. To move, to jump, to punch, and to feel alive.
I wish you the happiest year ahead.
To be me. To be Parham Dustar.
To be me. To be Jesse Wienholz.
To be me, to be Joy Barry.
Introducing Envision Glasses, the new AI-powered smart glasses by Envision. empowering the blind and visually impaired to be more independent. Available for pre-order now.
Over the next few weeks, we will begin rolling out and sharing more details about these significant changes from Envision. We are also introducing a refreshed brand identity that better relates to our mission, customers, and ambitions. We are still the same Envision you have come to know and trust, but with a better defined purpose. So join us and let's create a more accessible world together. If you would like to learn more about the Envision app or Envision glasses, you can visit their website at letsenvision.com. As kind of a footnote to our story about the Envision phone app now being free, Envision announces new features to its smart glasses at the CSUN conference. This article comes to us from Cool Blind Tech. Envision is an innovative AI solution that aims to help the visually impaired navigate through daily life. Now, the company has revealed some impressive updates to its smart glasses and mobile app. Envision has brought its glasses to the CSUN Conference 2022, where they made their initial debut 2 years ago. This year, the company is introducing some new and improved technologies to its AI. As part of their continuing mission, the company has introduced several improvements to its product at CSUN 2022. What are the improvements to the smart glasses? Envision has updated its smart glasses with document guidance for accurate capture. The update provides verbal guidance for positioning a document so the glasses can capture the entire document in one shot. Additionally, there's new layout detection that gives detailed guidance on the layout of text that is being read. It recognizes things like headers and photo captions to provide a more encompassing reading experience. Envision has also added 4 new languages to its offline language library and improved its image capture and interpretation accuracy using tens of millions of data points. Envision now has third-party app support. Its initial third-party app partner is Cash Reader, which can recognize and interpret more than 100 currencies. Finally, the company has improved its innovative Ally features. The Ally feature lets users make private video chat calls with trusted contacts who can help them visualize their surroundings. The feature has been optimized to provide better quality video on both Wi-Fi and mobile network connections. Envision's app and smart glasses are innovative solutions that have the potential to change the lives of visually impaired individuals. And with the company's AI constantly working, Envision will only get better over time. The Envision app for both iOS and Android devices is now free for anyone to download and use. The smart glasses, however, will set you back $2,499. This is a savings of about 30% over their original price. Again, if you are interested in learning more about the Envision app and the smart glasses, you can visit their website at letsenvision.com. You're listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service. In much the same way cars have VINs or vehicle identification numbers to help owners track down their cars should they ever be stolen, mobile phones have IMEI numbers designed to help prove your phone is yours should it ever be lost or stolen. Consumer rights advocate Clark Howard recently published a short article on how to quickly locate your phone's IMEI number. The article is entitled, How to Find Your Phone's IMEI Number Fast. It's written by Craig Johnson. If you ever need to find your phone's IMEI, or International Mobile Equipment Identity Number, sometimes called the Mobile Equipment Identifier, there are a number of simple ways to do that. That 15-digit number is a unique identifier for your phone, much like a VIN is for your car. In this article, I'm going to show you several methods of identifying your phone's IMEI number. Some of these methods work even if you don't have your phone with you. 6 easy ways to find your phone's IMEI number. Number 1. Find your IMEI by dialing this code. For many iPhones and Android devices, the easiest way to find your IMEI number is to dial star, the pound sign, 06, and then the pound sign again. The 15-digit IMEI number should appear on your screen. Number 2, find your IMEI number on your SIM card tray. If you pull out your SIM card tray and turn it over, you'll see the 15-digit number there on most iPhone models and on some Android phones. Number 3, find your IMEI in your phone's settings. Another way to find your IMEI number if you have your phone in hand is through your device's settings. Find your IMEI in your Android's settings by going to Settings, About Phone, Status, and look for the IMEI number. Or you may need to tap IMEI information to get these numbers. On some Androids, it will be under Settings, General, About Device, and then Status. The quickest way to find your IMEI number on your iPhone is to go to Settings, then General, About, then scroll down until you see the IMEI. All the ways we've discussed so far involve finding your phone's IMEI inside the device. Thankfully, there are other ways to find those digits if something happens to your phone. There are some instances where you may not be able to have access to your phone, yet still need the IMEI number. Here are a couple. Number 4, find your IMEI number on your phone's box. If you still have the box the phone came in, you can find your IMEI number on the label on the outside of the box. That's a good reason to save the box or record the number somewhere safe before throwing the box away. The IMEI number is printed on the phone's box. Number 5, find your Android's IMEI number on the Google dashboard. If your phone's lost or stolen and you don't have the box, you can still find your IMEI number by following these steps. First, sign into your Google account at myaccount.google.com/dashboard and look for Android, or you can click on Find My Device. It will show you the devices you have linked to your Google account. Second, click on the information icon next to your device. That's where you'll find the IMEI number. Number 6, how to find your iPhone's IMEI number in your online iCloud account. This method comes from Apple.com. To find your IMEI in your online iCloud account, connect your iPhone to a Mac computer with the operating system Catalina 10.15 or later, which was released in 2019. Open the Finder. Click on Locate Your Device under the General tab. It is highly recommended that whenever you buy a new phone, either keep the box or record the IMEI number somewhere before you throw it away. We've run out of time for this month's episode of Tech Tips. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm Chris Skidmore, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Tech Tips is available online at ncreadingservice.org. If you have any questions or comments, give us a call at 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service.